What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, hour number three, and aloha, Finland, and everybody else who's feeling neglected. And once again, the numbers to call into the show, 512-716-1603. 512-716-1883. 512-716-1897. All right, let's talk about the economic news because things are getting stressed to the breaking point everywhere. It's like the global economy is a giant Gordian knot. And if you remember the legend from Alexander the Great, the only solution to the knot is it all gets cut apart or breaks apart. Now, Spain is currently on a collision course with the European Union. The EU, the ECB, is out there basically saying that Spain isn't doing enough. They're not privatizing enough. They're trying to strip mine all the nations of Europe of the property of the European people and turn them into private enterprises. That's what corporatism's goal is to literally own the planet as a corporate asset. So that you, your children, and your grandchildren will work your entire lives for the corporation's permission to live on their planet. That's where they're going with this. In a way, it's a return to serfdom and neo-feudalism. The American dream is people owning their own land. The goal of feudalism is the land owning the people. And that's where corporatism is going. Corporatism is inherently fascistic. In fact, Benito Mussolini said fascism ought to be called corporatism. Another story coming out of the local.de, their English edition, more German families burdened with serious debt. And they're concerned about how Germany's population, the ones who are supposed to be there, are being driven into debt. And of course, that too is the goal of private central banking, to get you into debt, to plunge you as deep into debt as possible, to make you their debt slave. Whether it's house payments, car payments on a car that doesn't last as long as the car loan does, payments on TVs that don't last as long as the payments do, student loans. Get the young people, plunge them on that barbed debt hook early and hard, and never, ever, ever let them off. Private central banking is not an economic system. It's an enslavement system. It's rule by banker interest, and it's no more legitimate a form of government than rule by divine right or rule by slavery. And like those former failed systems, it only works if you allow yourself to be brainwashed into thinking this is the way the world is supposed to be. And it isn't. You cannot have self-government when you have banks in charge of the nation. Hillary Clinton telegraphed that. We were talking in the first hour about how she's chastising Donald Trump. You can't criticize the Federal Reserve. It proves you're unfit to be president to criticize the Federal Reserve's decisions. And the Federal Reserve is not actually part of the government. It likes to cloak itself that way, but it's a privately owned central bank. Most of the owners aren't even American. It's a continuation of this private central bank legalized counterfeiting enslavement system that has been perpetrated on planet Earth for 300 years, and 300 years is enough. That's where the Rothschilds got all that money, ink and paper. That's it. Car loans now top $1 trillion. Delinquency rates are rising. And the reason for that is very, very simple. When you take away the ability of ordinary people to trade their labor for decent wages and salaries, you're going to collapse your economy. People don't have the money to go out and buy new houses or new cars or even used cars or anything. And when you have all that money just concentrated at that top 0.1%, that economy cannot function. There aren't enough of these ultra-billionaires and trillionaires to go around to all the shopping malls and buy all the manufactured products to keep the economy going. and the nation descends into feudalism. Extreme poverty, lorded over by extreme wealth. Now, there's been an interesting development up in Canada. Trudeau is now saying Canada is going to join the Chinese Investment Bank. And I'm sure over in Washington, D.C., they're out there screaming, you can't do that. But it's another indicator that the dollar-centric global economy is coming to a close. Because the U.S. government and Wall Street abused their position under Bretton Woods. They didn't manage the global economy for the benefit of the globe. They managed the global economy for their own profit. And that's exactly what they wanted to do. And everybody knows it now. So we need to get back to state-issued currencies. A public currency is a public utility. We're going to do a shout-out here to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network. We're talking about the economy. We're talking about the evils of private central banking and the virtues of government-issued currency that does not accrue interest to a bunch of private bankers. Let's talk about immigration here. The results of the recent regional elections in Germany are sounding what may be the death knell for Angela Merkel. And her party came in third. And even her own party is now saying it's time to limit immigration. Her party is threatening to dump her and stop all support of her unless she starts closing Germany's doors. Merkel's come on back by saying, the migrant problem is really a lot better than last year. It was terrible last year, but it's better now. We don't need to change anything at all. Apparently, five German women were assaulted by migrants. Merkel is staying mum about that. The Denmark prime minister is saying that Denmark will defy EU rules, and they're rejecting asylum seekers. They'd rather pay the penalty to Brussels. A brand new migrant center near Paris was going to house 90 migrants, burned to the ground. They think it was arson. Now, I'm sure somewhere out there, George Soros and his New World Order globalists were thinking they were just going to drop all the borders and everybody was going to blend together and sit around the campfire, toast marshmallows, and sing Kumbaya. Didn't really work out. And I'll give you one possible insight. Why? Even going beyond the fact that migration is a filter where the people in the original countries who are doing well don't leave, and the ones who do leave are, they couldn't make it in their own countries. They may be fleeing prosecution. But there's another factor here. Now, in this modern age of travel, we all tend to move a lot around the nation, if not the globe. I've had the pleasure of working in Europe and down in Australia and a bunch of other places. But I look on my hometown in New Hampshire with a strong emotional connection. And I think when you take somebody out of Africa or out of the Middle East and you plunk them down into Europe, inevitably there's going to be a degree of homesickness because where they are now is not what they know, not what they came from. And that may be part of what's fueling some of this hostility. Certainly this idea that we're seeing from the migrants about how you need to change your country to be just like the one that I was running away from tells us this may also be a factor. All right, let's grab a phone call here. Kyle in Pennsylvania. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. So I really think that this election is for the whole ball of wax. In 10 years, there's not going to be any mainstream media. The kids that are coming up today, the kids who are 15, 16, 13, who are going to be 23 in 10 years, they're not going to be getting their news from MSNBC. They're not going to be getting their news from CNN. They're going to be getting their news from the internet, guys like you, other alternative news stations. You can already see the effect that's happening right now. Mm-hmm. The way I see it, the New World Order, the globalists don't win this election. It's over. It's done. They'll never be able to get back up from this again.
Well, I mean, in the immensity of time into the future, they can try again. I'm only concerned about my generation and the next two or three when I'm considering what to plan here. But you're absolutely right. This election in November is literally for all the marbles. If Trump gets in, we have a chance to pull this nation back from the abyss, back from a new world order, restore the Bill of Rights, restore our right to privacy. If Hillary succeeds in stealing the White House in order to consolidate the power and authority of the establishment, there'll be an immediate declaration of war on freedom of speech, right to keep and bear arms, right to privacy. If you thought it was bad over the last couple of decades, it's going to get much, much worse. We have Hillary Clinton and even Barack Obama saying there must be a way to shut down the independent media, that First Amendment be gosh darned.
And I don't subscribe to the church of Donald Trump. I don't think he's a saint by any means, but he's not a raging criminal. He's not a
That's
person.
Basically what it is. I mean, I don't agree with everything Donald Trump says, okay? But he's an outsider, and that's what we need. We need somebody who's coming in who's not part of the Clinton-Bush narcocracy, who will just perpetuate that drug corruption society into the next generation. And we really need to think about how this election is going to affect not just us, but the next generation of Americans who are coming on. Because we need to look at all that we have suffered and make that choice. We're not going to let this happen to our kids.
Well, and this election is a referendum on things like NAFTA, on things the past 25 years of these bad ideas have been forced down the throat of the American people. It all is hinging on this election. It's like that seesaw that's balanced on the fulcrum. This election is going to determine which way it goes. And if that woman gets into office, all bets are off. Forget about it. You think the past 8 years were bad? This is going to be unlike anything you've ever seen before.
I'm afraid you're absolutely correct. This is probably the most important election in the United States for at least the last century, probably going all the way back to the American Civil War. It is a crisis point. And
she has the potential to be as destructive as Woodrow Wilson times five.
Actually, I think she'd be a lot worse than Woodrow Wilson, only partly because I'm not sure that her brain is working correctly. Again, we're looking at a repeat of what happened in Prohibition, where the rum runners had the money to buy their way to the upper levels of the U.S. government, and they were great rum runners, but they were lousy administrators and managers. That's where the Kennedys came from. Now, John F. Kennedy broke the mold. I think the reason he got killed is he got into that White House, and it affected him. It changed him, and he said, wow, this isn't just fun and games anymore. I'm really the president, and I'm going to try and do a good job. And he did, and that was why so many people hated him and took him out of power. And obviously, the decline and fall of the Kennedys opened up a power vacuum into which the Bush family stepped. And their partners in crime are the Clintons, going back to that 1980s CIA gun and drug running operation. And their plan was to bamboozle you into thinking that you still had a choice every election by passing the Oval Office back and forth between Bush to Clinton to Clinton to Bush to Bush to Clinton as two reigning dynastic families who view the White House as their inheritance.
Well, and just like we've seen, just like we've had the time to see all of the bad global warming predictions not come true, we've mm-hmm. had enough time to see all these bad policies and the fruits that they provide. And I think that it's that with the culmination of Hillary just being an awful, awful candidate. I mean, you couldn't possibly pick a worse candidate as far as her history goes. It's all these situations and all these, whatever, coming together into one moment. And everybody needs to be out there and doing their part.
They absolutely do here. And again, if you want clarity for the November elections, stop thinking about whether you have a reason to vote for Donald Trump or not, and just think of all the reasons you have to vote against Hillary Clinton. And when you start viewing it that way, your choice in November becomes crystal clear.
All right, Mike. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Hey, did you check out the UK online with that Russian billionaire ship pulling under the River Thames?
Yeah, that was an amazing yacht, and I notice he's got that inverted bow, And there are concerns about the stability of that design. And it may, in fact, impact negatively the new stealth battleship, the Zumwalt. But it is amazing how big these yachts actually get. And it's another, it's basically rubbing the British people's nose in the fact of wealth inequality.
That's what I called for. Did you see the, was that a World War II HMS destroyer next to it? It's basically the same size, right?
Yeah, it's the same size. It cost a little bit more. I think that's more Falkland Islands vintage, if I remember London correctly.
But that's insane. The people don't realize that people have so much money. The maintenance, the fuel cost, the maintenance of the marina cost. I mean, yeah, there is a wealth disparity going on. If you see the ship, you cannot deny that. At this point,
well, you know, being here in Hawaii when I was working on Final Fantasy, we were right there on the edge of Honolulu Harbor, and we would go down to the Aloha Tower for lunch, and there were all these very expensive yachts from people from the Middle East, from China, and it was definitely amazing to see. The problem that we have here is that money is addicting. And that's the problem with being a money junkie. It doesn't matter how much you have to have more. You have to have a bigger yacht than everybody else. You've got to have a more luxurious private jet than everybody else. And I really do think it's a mental health issue. Now, I would like to be rich, but the idea of being rich for the sake of being rich, you know, I just want to be comfortable. I want to take care of my wife. I'd like to build her a new recording studio and get some better singers in here for her music. And other than that, use money to actually affect some change in the world that's positive. I mean, Claire and I are involved in these food programs locally. In fact, we have to go over to one of them as soon as we're done with the radio show today. But this idea of accumulating wealth and putting it on ostentatious display, I think that's a mental illness. It really is. Or it's one of the instincts we still carry from our caveman days, and it's time to start putting that down. Because when you have these intense concentrations of wealth, it means somewhere else on planet Earth, somebody's having to go hungry for that.
It is. It's a I got it, you don't mentality. It's ingrained in not all human beings, but there's a percentage of people that will step over your carcass to get what they want, and they don't care who, how many people they kill, all those Middle East wars, how many people they got to loot, United States economy, other countries' economies, and, you know, it's a small percentage of people, but a small percentage of people do a lot of damage to the world.
They really do. Now, I want to draw a line here again, because I don't have a problem with people being wealthy in and of itself. There are people I admire who are very wealthy, like James Cameron, George Lucas, who did what they did very well and became rich in the process. But being rich wasn't what drove them. They wanted to make good movies, and they did. And we voluntarily give our money to them to see their movies. Or somebody like Steve Jobs, who came up with the Apple II, who became rich incidentally to doing what they really loved. My concern is with people that you see on Wall Street, where getting rich is the end-all and be-all of their existence, and they don't care how they do it. And they basically suck the wealth out of society and the planet to put in their own pocket and put on display. And destructive.
You're right. Like Steven Spielberg, people don't blame rich people. Like Steven Spielberg, I just watched Jaws again on Netflix.
Yep.
Incredible movie. I mean, people don't blame rich people. Blame the percentage of people that will take advantage of lesser people.
Yeah. I still have
Mike, I wanted to talk about the EU.
Hey, give me a second. I still have some of the plastic teeth from the shark on my wall here in my memorabilia collection. Anyway, listen, Dustin, we got to take a quick commercial break. I'm going to put you on hold. I'll come back to you as soon as we're done with these commercials.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And for those of you watching on BAM User TV, I went and grabbed it off the wall in the stairwell. These are my teeth from Bruce the Shark of Jaws. And he was called Bruce because he was a man-eater. All righty. So, Dustin, what else did you want to share with us?
Yeah, Mike, I want to talk about the EU, but anybody who rips on all the Jaws movies, you're crazy. All four are good, even though then part four didn't get. They're watchable.
Well, the first one was great. Spielberg's a great director. He actually grew and matured after the breakup with Amy Irving. And I think his films after that had a lot more soul to them. But I do like his movies. He's had a few goofs. Everybody has a few goofs and everything. But I thought they jumped the shark with Jaws 3D. That one didn't work for me.
I saw that actually in the theater with Lou Gossett.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Mike. Well, before the EU, what did you think of... Did you ever work on Babylon 5 or Sequest? My friend did. I think they were using both the video toaster.
Yeah, they were, as a matter of fact, and they actually started when Apogee was trying to break into the computer animation field, and they set up that department, and then Apogee collapsed, and that department broke off, and I think they called themselves Foundation Imaging, but they were using the video toasters. They couldn't use them for the final rendering because they didn't have the bit depth. But the video toaster was an amazing piece of hardware for its day. I was actually a developer on that because of my association with Robert Abel. And I had I actually had a wire wrap version of the video toaster. And that was just a nightmare to work with. But that was some impressive hardware. Nothing like what
Amiga.
I got on the desk in front of me. Say again?
Commodore Amiga was way ahead of its time, huh?
It was an amazing machine, and it had some concepts in there. There's always been a war between standardization and sort of carving off the standards for yourself. And if you remember the history of how Unix came into existence, Amiga was trying to do the same thing to the personal computer market, where if you were going to develop product for the Amiga, you had to follow certain set standards for audio files, image files, video files, and so forth, so that you could have all the tools and they'd work with all the files. Whereas in that same day and age, if you had a paint box on your PC, it saved files in its own format, and moving them around was a nightmare. There was actually a piece of software called Babelfish from the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy fame that tried to do translations among the formats, and it really didn't do it very well. So one of the breakthrough things for Amiga was everybody followed the same file standards, and it made it a very workable platform. And I was kind of sorry to see it go, but we were using Amigas. Claire even had an Amiga for one of the earlier versions of her electronic music system. And I would have loved to have seen what its potential was had it been allowed to grow. But on the original Amiga 1000, the very first one that came on out, there was an Easter egg in there where you could press several keys on the keyboard and then hit the disk eject button and it would print across the top of the screen. We built Amiga and Commodore blanked it out because the Commodore company actually bought the Amiga in development from another company.
Yeah, I still got my original Commodore 500. And I still use it, and it's still good. Hey, Mike, on the EU,
I still have my VIC 20. I love to play with it every once in a while.
Yeah, Commodore was the thing back then. You know,
they were groundbreaking. The Commodore VIC 20 was the first computer actually sold in retail outlets, where you didn't have to hunt down some nerd store, and that's what made it successful, along with its price point. Have you been seeing the TV series *Halt and Catch Fire*?
No.
Oh, if you are in any way, shape, or form a computer nerd, you've got to grab this show. It's called Halt and Catch Fire, and it's a fictionalized retelling of what people were going through in the early days of the personal computer revolution. And if you were there, you're going to look at this and say, yes, I know exactly what they're talking about.
Mike, I'm on the EU. We talked about this before. One of the reasons why the British left is because they know the EU is finished. That Spain and Italy, Germany and France, is no way going to be able to hold up the EU at this point. And Spain and Italy just got, there's too much youth unemployment. If you look at the numbers, it's just, there's no way they can hold this whole group together.
No, they can't. Between the predations of the money junkies at the European Central Bank and the harm from the immigration policy, yeah, the EU is falling apart. What's Brussels going to do? Invade the rest of Europe and establish the Fourth Reich? Anyway, Dustin, got to let you go. We got a bunch of callers who are still waiting to get on the air, and we'll be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for paper fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, Planet Earth. Boy, there's a really big military helicopter overhead right now, just shaking the place here. We're going to go back to the phones here. Charles in Virginia. Aloha, Charles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? We lost him. Can we go to Mo in Florida? Mo, are you there? We lost them both. All right. Well, my goodness. How wonderful to live in a third world fascist economic dictatorship where nothing actually works. The phones don't work. The computers break down. Very frustrating for those of us actually trying to get something meaningful done with our lives here. So we're talking about immigration. And there was an article that came out of Zero Hedge where apparently illegal immigrants that are being caught by the border agents down by San Diego are saying Obama said it was okay to come. And they're not just saying it. The border agents are saying these people really believe it, that somehow somebody has sent them a message saying that President Obama says it's okay for the illegals to come into the United States of America. And there was this interview with one of these Border Patrol agents saying that even if they hired thousands of agents and every illegal was captured, the policy from the top down is letting them go. Chris Harris from the National Border Control Council is saying that 9 out of 10 illegals are released back on the streets of San Diego and immediately, of course, approached by those voter registration people. Now, I am very much opposed to the idea of illegal immigrants and refugees being given the right to vote here for a very simple reason. The United States of America was built by the American people generation after generation after generation after generation with the goal of bequeathing it to the next generation of Americans. And we have Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and the Democratic Party literally want to barter our children's inheritance away in exchange for votes. And they're trying to tear down voter ID laws across the country so that illegals can vote using stolen registrations or fake registrations. I think it was about 2 weeks ago we had that story where literally out in California, they have discovered thousands of people have been voting for years, even though they've been dead for a decade. Our elections are a global joke. They're crooked beyond belief. Okay, now then, story coming out of, actually it's a YouTube video. Apparently George Soros' W2EU group has been caught giving out handbooks to refugee invaders. And what makes this upsetting is these handbooks are not just about maps on how to get from where they are to where Soros wants them to be. They also include phone numbers and directions, not to places where they can find work and contribute to the European culture and economy, but where they can get the free handouts. And those handouts are not really free. Somebody has to pay for them. And so in the case of Germany, where the German people who have been on that land for generations are being driven down into poverty and debt slavery, while people who just showed up from the Middle East are being given free stuff. Does this make any sense at all to anybody other than a globalist? And this push for a global government and a new world order has triggered a backlash of nationalism. And the globalists are hysteric. They're out there trying to equate nationalism with racism. Oh, what do you mean you love the United States of America? You're just being racist. No, I'm being an American. And when I was a kid, I was taught that that was something you were proud to be, an American. And I'm still proud to be an American. I've got issues with the government. But I love this country and I love the people. I remember when George Bush actually had the gall to get on TV and say that it was impossible to love your country and hate the government. It's very possible. I think it was Thomas Jefferson who said a patriot is loyal to his country at all times and to the government when it deserves it. And this government certainly does not deserve our loyalty, not when it's turned its back on the founding principles of this nation in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. It just does not work that way. Okay, now then, little bit of an interesting story. Remember the fatal police shooting of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, back in 2014? It was a big ruckus. The police were eventually exonerated. There was an activist, Darren Seals, who led the protests about the fatal police shooting of Michael Brown. His body was just found in his vehicle Tuesday morning. He'd been shot and the vehicle set on fire. Now, the police are saying, obviously, this is a homicide. We don't think it was a suicide where he shot himself and then set his own car on fire. And then they come out and they say the motive for the killing was unknown. There's a lot of wet work going on in this country right now. And everybody who has stood up to this government to tell this government you are wrong is unfortunately at risk. Now, over at the Dakota Pipeline, things are getting very colorful over there. You probably saw yesterday, there was a video from Democracy Now! Where there were these security people at the Dakota Pipeline Project The pipeline people had cranked up the bulldozers, even though there was an emergency restraining order before the judge. And they cranked up the bulldozers, and they just tore right into these sacred burial grounds of the Dakota people. And there was security there that pepper sprayed everybody. They had dogs that they sicked on people, including a child. And it's made a bad situation worse, because the official word from Dakota Access and Energy Transfer Partners was no comment. We don't use those kind of tactics. We have no idea who did that. It was an unfortunate thing, but really, you should just get out of the way and let us put this pipeline through your burial grounds here. Now, before you get all upset and say, oh, come on, it's just Native American burial grounds, think about somebody that you loved that has passed away, that is buried in a cemetery. How would you feel about a bulldozer going in there? That's how these people feel. It's a very, very serious matter to them. And you have to understand that. And remember, a week ago it came out from the Army Corps of Engineers. This company does not actually have the paperwork to be doing what they're doing. They just went ahead and put pedal to the metal, figuring it's easier to get forgiveness than permission. And it led to a confrontation. And the protest is growing and growing and growing. And activists across the country, with access to their computers, they're looking at the photos and they're starting to name names. Now, the woman who was leading this security, who had one of the dogs, is named Ashley Nicole Welch. She's the owner-operator of ANW Quarter Horses. How she wound up there with a guard dog, we don't really know. But we know the dogs came from the Frost Kennels. And two of the other people who were there were, Robert Bob Frost and Ricardo Bullard. And these people have now been identified, and they need to be held to account, because they're not actually law enforcement people. They're just ordinary citizens who sicked dogs on other people, biting dogs, causing injury. And that's assault. These people should be in jail, and they need to go there. Now, Dakota Access is spending huge amounts of money to try and lobby the local media and the local political structure to let them go ahead with doing what they're doing. This idea that money will rule all, and that's an idea that needs to go away in the new America. There's a place for money to be as a tool and servant of our society, not its master. Part of the problem is that those who are willing to be corrupted are drawn to politics. It's a great money-making opportunity here. Now, over in Oklahoma, common sense has finally broken out. Last Saturday, there was a 5.6 magnitude quake in central Oklahoma, largest in huge number of years. Now, before fracking, Oklahoma had very little history of seismicity, and now all of a sudden, they're seeing themselves as being at as much risk of major quakes as California, and Oklahoma does not have the same seismic building standards. A major quake there is going to cause a lot more damage than it would out in California. So Oklahoma has now issued orders to shut down 37 of these injection wells around the area where this quake hit. Now, the U.S. Geological Survey last March issued a report on induced earthquakes and said as many as 7.9 million people in Kansas, Colorado, New Mexico, Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas face the same quake risks as people living in California, all from fracking. So let's talk a little bit about computers here. When I was very young, I loved going to Disneyland. I remember over by the original Jungle Book ride. And getting on back to the Jaws teeth, the guy who designed the Jaws shark, Bob Maddy, was a legend in physical mechanical effects. He designed the Jaws shark. He designed the squid in Disney's 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. And he designed all the moving animals in the original Jungle Cruise ride, which has now been refurbished and updated, but he did all of that stuff. And I remember across from there was this little marketplace that had all this stuff that was imported from all these exotic places around the world. And it was small stuff, incense and whatnot, but it was still the idea that it came from these foreign exotic locations. That was the draw. And unfortunately, after Eisner took over, a lot of that charm went away, and it's just every store has the same branded merchandise for sale over and over, and it's lost a lot of its charm. The last time I tried to go to Disneyland was with my lovely wife, Claire, and they had security set up there going through the purses and patting everybody down. And I looked at this and I said, there's no way I can enjoy going into Disneyland being treated like this. And we turned around and walked away. We never went in the park. And it's almost like they're trying to use the lure of Disneyland to get people used to this police state security, because now Disney World is going to start scanning fingerprints of kids as young as 3 years old. And they're saying this is to block the use of stolen or shared tickets, which I can understand might be a concern. But this idea that everybody's having their fingerprints scanned by Disney, we don't know what Disney's doing with that data. It's not the happiest place on earth anymore. Like everything else in this country, it's become tainted by that narcocracy. Now, if you are on an Android, you need to be on the lookout. There's apparently a new variation of what's called the Gucci banking Trojan that has been rewritten to sidestep Android's security. And specifically, the Android 6 features that block phishing attempts and ransomware infections. Apparently, there's ransomware on Android devices now. And it's a serious problem. Now, there's a popular Chinese food chain, Mr. Chow's. Apparently, its website was compromised by hackers, and people visiting the website to look what was on the menu and get the hours were getting hit with really nasty malware, including more ransomware. The ransomware problem is completely out of control. And even worse, a lot of it is fraudulent. Right now, 20% of the people who pay ransom to a ransomware infection never get their data back. It's gone forever. 44% of British businesses have been hit with ransomware in the last 2 years, according to Trend Micro. Two-thirds of companies that get hit with ransomware end up paying out the money, hoping to get their data back. And one-fifth of them never do. So where's the NSA in all of this? They're supposed to be guarding our IT infrastructure. They're supposed to be the best of the best at spying on the internet. And they can't find these ransomware authors? And then they turn around and you have Nancy Pelosi and Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton all insisting that they know for certain that Russia stole those DNC emails. The two situations cannot be reconciled. If they can't find the ransomware authors, they sure as heck don't know who was behind that DNC email hack. If it was a hack, Assange said it was a leak from inside. Ransomware has become a clear and present danger to the nation's economy. When they infect hospitals, it threatens human life. And the U.S. government can't do a thing about it. The FBI's official recommendation, if you get hit by ransomware, you got to pay the ransom. Sorry about that. Are they totally inept and incompetent? Or is it the NSA that's putting out the ransomware as another way of pillaging and plundering the American people, along with police and civil forfeiture? Because we know our government is desperately broke. They're hopelessly in debt. We know they're stealing from the American people just to keep going. Under civil forfeiture, the police are stealing more from law-abiding Americans than all the muggers and burglars and robbers put together. So it's reasonable to ask if this out-of-control epidemic of ransomware is just another device by a crooked U.S. government to loot us of what few bucks we have left in our pockets. because the fact that the NSA can't find the ransomware authors is totally contradicted by the claims that NSA can do anything with the internet. It doesn't make sense. Either the NSA spying is a gigantic global bluff that never worked and was a total waste of money, or they're the criminals. And remember, Kaspersky Labs has identified the known hacker group, the Equation Group, as being part of the National Security Agency. We have met the enemy, and they are us. As you know, we're coming up on the grand debut of the iPhone 7. Apparently, it doesn't even have a headphone jack. You can only get sound out of it with Bluetooth, which means other people can listen in. But a lot of people are saying, you know, there really isn't that much of a leap forward. If you wait till next year for the iPhone 8, you're probably going to get a lot better product. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few minutes.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners, or maybe some joint aid, or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And And aloha, America. Welcome back to the last segment of our program here on this Hump Day Wednesday. And we're going to take one more phone call. James in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes. Hi, Michael. You don't think the NSA would know where that $6.5 trillion went?
You think the NSA had all of Hillary Clinton's emails?
I know, right? But on a serious note, like, that's how you can tell nothing will change. Because it's just really, really sad. It really is sad. First, before 9/11, you had 2.5 missing. And then now you have 6.5 missing. And that's just from one entity of the government.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the entity that has the most money from the taxpayers and the least accountability. But $6 trillion is a lot of money. Now, we know that the entire military system is corrupt and everybody's dipping in. We know that when they were first going into Iraq, I mean, they were literally handing out money left and right to buy control of the country. But there is one other possibility, and that is that there is some kind of a black project somewhere. That some of this money has gone into. But the fact that it is unaccountable to anybody, I mean, if Congress is exercising oversight and they know what's going on, that's one thing. But again, going back to that CIA operation in the 1980s, Congress doesn't know what the entire government is doing. Congress only knows what the government lets Congress see for public consumption.
That's what I'm saying, like nothing is going to change because all these issues, all the unemployment, illegal immigration, bad water, infrastructure. None of that would be an issue if they would just stop this. You know?
Well, I mean, the people in control.
Why are they wasting money? Why are they doing it? Why are they wasting so much?
From their point of view, it's not a waste. It goes into their pocket here. I mean, at various points in my career, I've had contact with weapons development, and it's stunning to see the volume of money that just flows through the process, and everybody's just kind of used to it. I mean, if you and I have faucets in our home, these military people have got fire hoses. But for $6 trillion to vanish, obviously, it didn't really vanish. It went someplace. They just don't know where it went. Some of it is black project. Probably others is embezzlement. There is no accountability anywhere. But when you have a government that is basically criminal from the top down, and we are talking about a government that bought its way to power with drug money, fish rots from the head.
The people see it. But why don't you think, like, I'm not saying, like, all the people, but it's real. It irks me a little bit to see, like, people. When somebody comes out, we're going to give a little bit more food stamps or WIC or more government assistance, a couple hundred thousand, maybe a million. People are like, oh, my God. But then when they're like, we just launched a cruise missile to destroy five ISIS fighters on a mountain because they might have been endangering your freedom, even though they probably may not have had the capability to get down the mountain.
The corporate media frames the discussion that, you know, it's okay to argue about food stamps, but never the military. I think George Bernard Shaw said it best. There's nothing in man's industry but his greed and his sloth. His heart is in his weapons. And our present society certainly proves that. Have to let you go, James. There's the music. Time for Claire and I to get on out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. We'll be back tomorrow, Thursday, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. The Lady Claire will be joining us in our third hour on Friday. We got some new guests coming up next week. So have a good day and aloha, America.
Uncertainty has become the talking point when it comes to financial markets. One thing is becoming certain, safe haven assets. Hard assets are now becoming the choice of informed investors. The most recognized and valued hard asset is gold. The highest performing asset this year is gold. Trust gold to protect and grow your IRA or 401k. Central banks and billionaires are doing the same thing. Choose a more stable asset that has tremendous upside potential. As these uncertain times threaten the markets, your decision to reduce your exposure
exposure to these markets before further negative effects to your portfolio would be well timed. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to transfer your existing IRA into an actual physical gold and silver IRA. American Bullion is the pioneer of gold IRAs. They handle all the details for you. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to get prepared. Start protecting and growing your IRA and 401k before the next crash. American Bullion. 1-800-GOLD-IRA.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.